Saga Egmont presents Death at Castle Wolf by Anna Penrose. Read by Natasha Little. Prologue. Mal tried blinking, but the darkness was total. One of her eyes remained closed as she gingerly explored her face with her fingertips. A thick, sticky substance had coated one eye, and she followed the liquid up to the brow of her hairline. Her head was throbbing as she discovered a gash on her temple. She didn't think she was still bleeding, and she stopped touching her head. Instead, she rubbed at her eyelashes until she felt that eye open, but the darkness remained. Groaning, she tried to come to her senses. She had been following... Who had she been following? It was hard to gather her thoughts. She decided to ignore that for a second and try to understand where she was. Her trousers were wet, and she appeared to be sitting on a stone floor. Using her fingers, she began to explore her surroundings. Clambering to her feet, she held her hands out in front of her, feeling the cold, rough walls under her palms. Now and then, they brushed over something slimy and organic hanging from the stone. Leaning forward, she sniffed the plant and realized it was seaweed. As she slid her hands across the wall, she felt the familiar undulating surface of mussel shells. Fear gripped her as she raised her hands above her head and felt the wall above. Everywhere she touched, the walls were wet and covered in seaweed. Shells and seaweed could only thrive when submerged in seawater. Wherever she was, she knew that in a few hours the tide would return and this room would fill up with water. And if she couldn't find a way out, she would drown. Trying not to panic, she began to look for a way out. Time and tide waits for no man. But sometimes a canny woman can beat the odds. Day 1. Chapter 1. Dear Oppie, it is not a dirty weekend. Sorry to start my letter so abruptly, but honestly, I nearly had to pick up the phone to tell you off. I tell you that I'm simply going for a bridge weekend with Jack, and you jump to all the wrong conclusions. You know how much I love playing cards. Jack just thought I might enjoy the opportunity to have a whole weekend of bridge, and I have to say I am very much looking forward to it. Putting her pen down, Mal drummed her fingers and wondered if she was protesting too much. Malachite Peck, disgraced city trader, ex-convict and now bookseller, sat in the little flat above her bookshop and twitched her lips. Maybe she was being overly defensive. The truth of the matter was that she was looking forward to Jacques Poloffy's company as much as the cards, and, as usual, her sister had gone straight to the heart of the matter. Over the past few months, they had become regular companions, visiting the Truro market together and the odd Sunday walk and lunch. She turned down as many invitations from him as she accepted, for fear that her enthusiasm for his company may be misinterpreted as anything more than a desire for like-minded company. She would rather be lonely than give him the wrong impression. But when he invited her to join him on his annual bridge weekend, she had completely caved. Beyond the opportunity to play bridge all weekend and spend time with Jacques, the location was utterly appealing. An island hotel, a boat ride off the Cornish coast, her very own Alcatraz. The thought made her laugh. She had spent 5 years in prison. Now she was dashing off to an island set adrift from the Cornish mainland. She imagined the accommodation would be very different indeed, and she was looking forward to some stimulating company. Finishing the letter and adding it to her pile, she set off to finish her last-minute chores. Jacques was picking her up at 10, so all she had to do was post her letters and wait. She had already put a sign up in the shop saying closed for a few days, told Sophie she was away, filled Mac's bowl with food, and asked the postie to leave any parcels at the pub next door.